Hello, everyone. This is Michaela from Piccola Italia, and I'm here with my cousin Ava. She has been my childhood best friend forever, and I'm also here with my roommate Alyssa. We're going to be talking about our favorite Italian dishes, our least favorite Italian dishes, and some traditions that we have. So, to start off, what's everyone's favorite Italian food? Because everyone has one. Mine's gnocchi. Ava?
Mine is lasagna, and that is actually just my all-time favorite food. So, I love Ma's lasagna.
Mm-hmm. Alyssa?
I really also like gnocchi, but I also really like scampi. Is that
Italian?
Oh, yeah. I think that's Italian.
I don't know. I've never had it.
It's like, I mean, it's just like an oil and wine-based sauce, so I feel like it is. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's sold in most Italian restaurants, not that that's, like, actually Italian.
Right.
But I also really like gnocchi.
Yeah. I'd have to say my least favorite would be stuffed shells. Yeah, I know. But because, it's only because I'm not the biggest fan of ricotta cheese.
I know, and I love ricotta cheese.
I know.
And like, I would eat it with a spoon.
I've tried, like,
I used to.
I like it on some things, but like, sometimes, like, stuffed shells is like too much for me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But like, if you went to an Italian restaurant, which we usually don't.
Yes. Ava, we don't.
So over here.
I work at an Italian restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about, like, how things are made at that restaurant?
Okay, like, so we do make our own, like, homemade sauce.
Okay, that's good.
And
good to know.
I don't really know. I've never made it myself because I'm a waitress, so I don't cook. But, and most of our dressings and, like, for the salads stuff is homemade.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. But I wouldn't say it's, like, super, like, authentic Italian just because, like, I mean, the owner is definitely, like, fully, like, Italian.
Yeah.
Like, his parents were straight off, like, the boat
family.
Yeah. Like, but I wouldn't say that it's, like, authentic just because we have, like, burgers and boneless wings
and
stuff. Like, it's really, like, the only restaurant in town, so we had to sell, like,
other
more
things.
Americanized things, too.
Because Ava's dad is also a chef, and he specializes in, like, a lot of Italian dishes.
Yeah. I mean, he's not, like, a chef, per se, but he's a restaurant owner.
He's kind of a chef.
Yeah, no, he makes a lot of food, and he's really good at it. I mean, at least I think so. And, yeah, we don't really eat out at Italian restaurants a lot, and the restaurant he owns isn't Italian, but they do have some Italian dishes on the menu.
Right,
But, yeah, mostly, if we're going to eat Italian food, it's only going to be, like, at Ma's house or at one of our houses.
Right. Like, I really haven't even been to, like, I think I've been to Olive Garden once in my lifetime when I was, like,
I know, we went together.
Four. Yeah, we were really,
I remember
really
that time when we went.
And everyone was
it.
Like, oh my God.
But then
this
again,
is so gross.
I know, I feel like a lot of people are gonna not like that because I feel like a lot of people love Olive Garden.
Right.
Well, Olive Garden, like, I don't think anybody actually thinks it's authentic Italian.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, right.
People mostly go for, like, the breadsticks because they're so good.
Right.
But, like, even the Italian dishes, like, when I go there, I get scampi.
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
But it's not even, like, I make better scampi at home.
Yeah.
I'm not even, like, a chef. Like,
right.
And, like, the place that I work has the best scampi ever.
Uh-huh.
And, like, like, Olive Garden scampi, like, really sucks.
Yeah.
I wonder if we went back now.
I know. I was thinking about
that.
Because
it really has been so long. And we've only been there one time. But I still don't think we would like it that much, but still.
You guys definitely wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Because we're just so used to
what we
the
have.
Real, like, yeah, like,
yeah.
We've just grown up on
homemade, yeah.
Homemade everything from pasta, lasagna, gnocchi,
yeah.
Like,
so it's
all
just
of
like
that stuff.
Once you have that all the time, and then you
nothing
have.
Nothing is compared
yeah.
to it. Especially, like, oh, I would always hate going to my friend's house for dinner and they're having spaghetti, and I'd be like, I had to eat it because you can't just be rude. So they would have like ragu sauce and like prego.
And it's crazy
and, like,
how different it tastes.
Yeah, it really
does. But it's
does.
Like we were so privileged.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, my God. Yeah.
Most people, you know, that's completely normal to just have prego and ragu.
And I didn't think it was normal at that age.
I was like,
why are they doing this?
Yeah, I was like, why does your sauce suck and ours
literally.
Is the best.
But also, like, now that we're college students, like, you guys do your canning or whatever, and you have your tomato sauce,
right.
But you run out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have to use the canned sauce. Like, how is that?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
I feel like I've seen you guys use
canned
sauce.
I've never bought canned sauce.
What?
Never.
Never.
The thing is, we don't run out of jars of tomatoes. Because
they're always, because once we make it every year, it's like we make hundreds of jars. And we always have leftover from the year. So it's like, we have still jars in the basement from like years ago.
But
like,
they're still good
because they're, so they're sealed.
They're sealed and
so it's like we never run out, ever.
And that's like, that's one of my favorite.
We run out of it when we're at school.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then we just don't have tomato sauce. Go back to Maz
and get more. Yeah. But like, I would never.
I'll just eat butter pasta if I don't have tomato sauce.
It's not that like. It's not that, like, I like, think it's so disgusting. I just, no. I just wouldn't, I don't know.
Well, and
I don't.
Use something better.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not like I judge anyone when they are eating.
Like, that's perfectly fine.
Like, I've tried the Italian food on campus here, just because, like, I wanted Italian food, and I wanted to see if it was good, knowing, though, that it wasn't going to be anything really that good.
Right.
But I still ate it, but it wasn't just not good.
And have you ever heard about canning, Alyssa?
Like, before you guys?
Yeah.
Like, I know that Italian families do it. Yeah. Because, like, my mom is Italian, and my grandpa used to do it, but I don't really remember it. And it's not, like, a big thing, like, your family. Mm-hmm. Like, I heard of it before, but I've never, like, experienced it.
Right, because it's, like, a process. Mm-hmm. It's always September, right before school.
Yeah, every fall.
And we have, like, it's, like, a three-day process. We all wash the tomatoes. Everyone comes over. We wash them. And then the next day is, like, cutting and getting rid of the bad tomatoes.
Yeah. But first we have to clean out the entire garage. Oh, because
that's the worst part.
We get bushels and bushels of tomatoes. Because I feel like a lot of Italian families, when they do it, they're not making as much as we do, I don't think. Because we're making it for so many people. So we're making, like, 300 something jars, or most people make like 20 jars something. Yeah.
So where do you get the like, you guys grow them yourselves?
No. Ma gets them from the market, just like the public market.
She knows someone that
She knows a guy. Yeah. No, really.
She knows a tomato guy. There's cheese guy. Yeah, there's a cheese guy. There's
tomato guy. What else?
She's like the meat guy, the prosciutto.
Yeah. Yep. So she just comes home with like, she's like, all right, unload them.
Yeah, they get the truck. Yeah. They fill it up with the tomatoes. Yeah. Then we all have to unload them, wash them, like, take out the core.
Yep. Cut them.
Cut them up.
Take out all the bad parts.
Mm-hmm.
Put up. We have these huge buckets that we used to love playing with. And, like, I don't know. When we were little, it was, like,
we'd, like,
the most
fill them
fun.
Up with water before we would, like, can and just, like, dump them over each other.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, then we'd start preparing the sauce with all these machines and stirring and like, taking the water out. It's a large process. And then the next day, we seal them and bring them to the basement. Thank you guys so much for listening. Stay tuned for my next podcast.